Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
We're back here on DVD, 102.5 The Game. Remember, the 615 Golf Tournament might be sold out, but you can bid on all kinds of awesome experiences to directly support Folds of Honor at 615open.com/auction. Have an unforgettable time while supporting a great cause. We're back here on the show. Willie Donick and Derek Mason here with you. Connor Newt behind the glass, and we are joined by Chad Withrow. He is, of course, not with us right now. So he'll be on here in just a moment. Connor just sent me the text. So we'll get hooked up with Chad, hopefully, from Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow. Is Chad skipping out on us, Derek? Does he not want to talk about the Vols? What's going on?
I'm not sure. I mean, maybe not. He may think that they got some problems down there. He don't want to talk about those problems. You never know, man.
Everybody's got problems. Come on,
everybody around sports have problems. Like, yes, absolutely. So, but no, I mean, you know, whether it's the Vols, you know, the Titans, he's always one to, you know, give a direct answer, meaning Chad. So that's why we love having him on, because he has great perspective on things
when
that we ask.
We'll get him on the game text or hotline driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You know, one of the things I wanted to bounce off of Chad, and I'll throw it at you, Derek. Oh, we got Chad? All right, let's bring him on. Chad Withrow from Hot Mike and Hutton Withrow is with us. Chad, what's going on?
Willie, how are we doing, buddy?
I am doing well. I am up. I'm in a college dorm. Chad, I don't know if you can top this, but have you ever done a show from a college dorm? Your kids are not college age yet, but maybe that day will come.
I have not done a show from a college dorm, and when I lived in a college dorm, I was not fit to do a show. So that's perfect at getting a chance to really live the dream.
No, great
job
by
you.
How
is Dennis doing?
This dorm in particular here, and I can picture it. I can picture Chad stumbling in.
Yeah, there would be, you know, let's put it this way. I would have been internet ready before internet was really a thing in terms of shows. It certainly wasn't broadcast ready, whatever I was doing in college.
Okay. We'll leave it there for now, but I can picture me stumbling in behind you and then D-Mace not far behind me.
So. Yes, absolutely. But, hey, it would have been a heck of a time. Probably would
exactly.
have been a great show.
It would have been probably very late at night, too.
It would have been epic, as the kids say. Do they even say that still?
No doubt about it.
Lit, as they say.
Yeah. There we go.
The fives would be great. Fives would be high, as the kids say.
Sorry, you got to keep up with these terms. My kids remind me all the time. A couple of issues from OTAs. I'll let Derek hit on some of them. So let's start with Tennessee. I sort of set the table for this before you came on, Chad. I know you guys had a great talk. You and Hutt had a great talk with Tony Vitello out in San Francisco as they were about to begin the season. It hasn't gone well for the Giants. I really think they're scrutinizing him because it's such a unique situation. Buster Posey, the GM who hired him, is also coming under a lot of criticism because they're just not that good of a team. I'm not sure any manager would be doing a whole lot better. But as you look, here we are basically a season later. Tennessee is going to go back to the NCAA tournament. So they had a solid season, but it's not maybe quite as dominant as it has been under Vitello. So a year later, what do you think?
Well, I think that, I mean, I probably speak for a lot of Tennessee fans when I say that if things continue to go south with the Giants, I'd be fine with Tony Vitello coming right back to Tennessee and being the head coach. And that's, you know, that's not fair to Josh Elander because he's done an okay job in year one. It was never going to be easy. There was going to be a bit of a talent drop-off also this year with that Tennessee team, and they got better as the year went on, and they were playing some of their best baseball at the end of the year. But Willie, you know, in talking with Tony Vitello, he was very upfront about that, you know, that he doesn't he knows what he doesn't know, and that he's relying on people with a lot of Major League Baseball experience to help him along the way. And I think that he is so honest, almost to a fault, that it's going to get him in trouble with what's being said and written about him, simply because he's going to say exactly how it is. And if he's too honest at times, I don't think fans are going to love that. You know, when you're talking about things going on in the clubhouse like he has and being honest about it, people say, oh, well, that's sacrosanct in Major League Baseball. You don't talk about stuff in the clubhouse, and here's this rookie that doesn't understand that you don't do that. But that's just Tony. That's always been him. He's always going to say it exactly how he feels it in the moment, and he's going to let it rip. So I don't know that that works great over the course of a 162-game season. I will tell you this. I ran into Will Clark, of all people, at the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame induction recently. And I went up and talked to him and asked him what he thought about Tony Vitello. And Will Clark said, look, Tony's got to find a way to get guys to play harder. And he said, I don't know that that's a manager's job when you get to Major League Baseball, but said that they got some guys on that team that simply don't play hard enough. And I know Will Clark has his own podcast and has said the same thing, but you know, he was big on, look, the manager puts nine guys on a lineup card, and it's up to those nine guys to go out and do something. Right now, those guys aren't doing anything for him. So I think there's a couple different ways to look at it, but I think after, you know, one Tennessee baseball season in, Josh Elhinor did an okay job, but you poll Tennessee fans, and if it continues to go this badly for Tony Vitello, they'd love to take him right back.
I'm really curious if that actually becomes something that, you know, builds momentum, because we're very early in this whole situation. But Chad, one other thing that I think is, I don't know if it surprised me. I was trying to see how he would make those adjustments. I think game in and game out, the Giants games I've watched, I don't notice too many crazy things. He's not managing the same way on the field as he did at Tennessee. In other words, he's not right in the umpire's ear, you know, a step outside the dugout, ready to pounce at any time. His teams aren't doing anything crazy. And you kind of knew that had to be the case. Where I think he's really adjusting, you touched on it, is the way he handles the media. It's an everyday thing. It's a much bigger audience, and they're not winning. So everything he's saying is being thrown through the ringer. And you see these clips about why did Tony Vitello say that? He's certainly giving the media plenty of fodder to talk about there, but it's so much different than it was in Knoxville, where there's less people. Not as many people are going to question him, especially when they were winning as many games as they were.
Yeah, no, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Willie. That's the biggest adjustment for him. And I don't know that he changes that. You know, I don't know that that's something that he sees a need to change based on outside criticism. It's who he is. It's what got him to this point, is being kind of a charismatic guy who you don't quite know what he's going to say or going to do. I do think he's been a bit tamed down in terms of his whole on-field demeanor as a manager.
Yes.
As opposed to in Tennessee. And he said this with us. You know, we talked about, hey, are you going to have some sort of prop, and are you going to have home run stuff, and are your guys going to get in fights and flip people the bird when they're rounding second base and doing all that? And he said, my guys are going to be my guys. And he said, they're going to be themselves. That's what they did at Tennessee. He said, I tended to attract certain types of guys that I would let them be the individuals that they are, is what he told us. And that's going to be the same with the San Francisco Giants. So if he's got guys like that, that they perform better playing on edge like that, then he's going to let them do that. But if not, he's not going to get in their way. I think he brought up Logan Webb as an example of, you know, this guy's got so many years of Major League Baseball starter. He knows his routine each week to get ready. He said, my job is to help him get ready in whatever way he needs. I'm not going to coach him, because he knows exactly what he needs to do. He's got a wife and kids and a mortgage, and he's a grown man. But for others, he's going to have to coach more of them. So I think that's kind of the balance, Willie, of learning each player and what they need.
We'll talk with Chad. We'll talk with Chad Withrow, Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow. Excuse me, Chad. I'm a little choked up here. But the Titans had their mini
camp. Too
much
fun in the dorms, Derek. Yes, you're going back to your college. Here.
That was those darn Doritos that I was eating, and they were hot too. So I'm sitting here, my mouth burning. But that's something you shouldn't do as you talk on the radio. Eat Doritos and hot. may I add too? But no, Chad. They had their first mini camp OTA yesterday. Obviously, the big thing was Cam Ward and his 10 pounds. How do you think that affects him moving forward? I'm looking at it from a from the standpoint of affecting him in a good way. But how do you think that helps him as a quarterback moving into the season?
Oh, I mean, look, I think anything that you would, whether it's true or not, anything that could possibly help you withstand the beating that Cam Ward took, you know, a year ago behind that offensive line, or that can get you through the season, I think could be seen as a positive. I also know that there's been a lot made about body changes for OTAs. And then by the time, and that's good and bad, right? Guys who get ripped, or guys who get lean, or guys who put on 15 pounds of muscle. And then by the time you get to the season, a lot of times it's very different with what they are. The big talk in Knoxville right now with George McIntyre is that he finally weighs over 200 pounds and he's 6'6". He's 203 pounds. So that's a real growth for him. Well, when he comes back to school for workouts, is he still going to be over 200 pounds? Is he going to be more than that? So, I mean, I don't get too involved in the weight of guys right now or what that looks like, but I do think that it could be a positive development if it's something that can help him withstand the beating that he's likely to take.
Now, I think one of the other big question marks for the Titans, and really the main one, is the offensive line. And how are they going to replace, or who are they going to put in at center and right guard, in particular right guard? Obviously, Slater is there, and he's the guy that is working in now. How important is it going to be, knowing that they don't have as many days to get this offensive line going? Now you see Cam Ward drop some weight. That may expose him to a couple of more hits. And how does he take it? But how important is it going to be for the offensive line, and who replaces Zeitler at that right guard position?
No, I mean, I think, you know, just finding the right five is very important for the Titans right now. And I think just having that, you know, identity more than anything else is going to be big for that group. Whoever the player is, that's going to be the replacement. I think it's key to have a certain swagger is not the right word, but physicality and a way of playing that you would associate with the best Titans teams of the past. Mm-hmm. And I think they've lost that the last few years, and they haven't won a lot of games in large part because of that. But I do think it's getting back to that is what is most important for the Titans right now.
Now, Saleh brought up in his presser yesterday Femi and what he wants to see from Femi and how Femi needs to be more violent. Now, we talked about this yesterday on the show, how I took that and how, you know, other people may take that. How do you think – do you think he's going to be one of the guys? Because he has all the measurables, and Saleh even talked about it. I mean, 6'3", 250, 260, somewhere around there, a long wingspan – the guy can be physical. So how do you think he's going to be one of the guys that benefits the most from the aggressive style of play that Saleh wants?
No, I really do. And I think that's why, you know, you look at Falk, the draft pick, trading up to get him. I think if you're going to be optimistic about that pick, it's because Robert Saleh sees something that he's seen in players he's coached with the 49ers, mm-hmm. let's say, where he's had the most success as defensive coordinator. And I think Femi is a guy that he could be one of those types of players that are dynamic and can really make plays, much like Saleh had with the 49ers. And again, guys, I think it all comes back to identity. You know, that's what the Titans have been lacking. And I think when you look at Saleh's defense, they usually have an identity. Now, as a head coach, it wasn't successful with the Jets, but that could change here. And I think Brian Daboll also, he's a guy that his offenses tend to have identity and know what they're doing. So I think that's a big sign of optimism for this Titans team, is that they both know what they're looking for. They know what they want. We know what that defense and offense looks like. And now let's go and play it and get some of those young guys going where they can be difference makers.
We're talking to Chad Withrow, Hot Mic with Hutton Withrow. Chad, I'm glad you referenced George McIntyre, because I was noticing earlier today, just after the Denison game was over, we went to have lunch, and I look at the TV in the restaurant, and there's Nate Bargatze and Jared Curtis in the studio with Pat McAfee. That is pretty crazy. But we had a little discussion earlier. We're going to get more into it in some coming shows here. But there's it looks like at some point, whether it's right at the start of the season or somewhere early in the season, both Vanderbilt and Tennessee are going to have very young quarterbacks going, freshmen in some form. Tell us what's going on over in Knoxville right now with George McIntyre. Do you think he's going to take it? I hear a lot about Faison Brandon as well, who's a true freshman. So how is that going to unfold?
I think, Willie, that's it's a million-dollar question, and I mean literally millions of dollars on the line here is the question. I mean, Tennessee's going to be paying a quarterback $3 to $4 million that's not playing this year with the two guys they have on campus. That's how much it took to get five-star George McIntyre from Brentwood Academy, and that's probably how much it took to get Faison Brandon, who is a borderline five-star out of North Carolina. So it's an expensive decision for Tennessee, and a guy who's probably going to bolt to go start somewhere else, whoever doesn't get that start. I think both Tennessee and Vandy are in an interesting spot and also a predicament, because this is not the way of college football right now to go with the young guy. My guy Trey Wallace, I know he said recently that he thinks Faison Brandon's going to be the guy, that he's got the better skill set. He's a little bit more Hendon Hooker for Josh Heupel's offense, which obviously was very successful for Tennessee. I don't know who's going to end up being the starter, Willie, but I think just the fact that in both Knoxville and Nashville, you're going to have either a true freshman, or in Knoxville, you might have a sophomore as the starter, a redshirt freshman. I think it's crazy when you look across the SEC and see all those veteran guys. It's a gamble for both, right? I mean, I think for Vandy, it's more understandable that you went and got the number one quarterback in the country. You're going to have him for 3 years, and he's going in knowing he's going to be the starter. So it's really a long-term play. I think for Tennessee, yeah, it could be a long-term play if it's Faison Brandon as a starter. But I also just don't know that that's what's best for success right now. And I will say, I was at Nate Bargatze's movie premiere, The Breadwinner, and Jared Curtis appears in the first 30 seconds of the movie in a Vanderbilt hat. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. If you're a Vanderbilt fan, to see your quarterback, I don't know that most of America is going to know who he is, because he's just being shown a minivan in a car lot by car salesman Nate Bargatze. But that's pretty awesome that the starting quarterback of Vanderbilt has an NIL deal that includes him being in a Hollywood movie that's starring the biggest Vanderbilt fan on the planet, and Nate Bargatze, or at least the most famous. So cool things all around, but I don't know that it's best for what's going to win in 2026.
Yeah, it's good. That will be a story for sure. I can only hope. I think Vanderbilt fans can only hope that, you know, they recycle all these movies on all these movie channels that pop up. You have to hope that in like 10 or 12 years, if that Nate Bargatze movie pops on and you see the beginning, that it's automatic. People say, oh, there's Jared Curtis. If you don't recognize who that is, it didn't go very well for Jared Curtis as a college quarterback.
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, if Jared Curtis becomes Aaron Rodgers, everyone's going to say, oh, look at young Jared Curtis, NFL All-Pro, future Hall of Famer, there in a Vanderbilt hat before he even got to school or as he was leaving high school. And I will say, you know, when they show things on TV, it says this has been edited down to format the television length, the runtime, whatever. It's going to be tough to cut that out, Willie, because it's right in the beginning of the movie. I mean, it is during the opening credits. You're going to get a chance to see Jared Curtis. So I don't think he's going to be cut from any television copy of that movie.
So he's in there for better or worse forever.
Yeah, he's in there. He's right in the beginning.
Chad, we'll keep an eye on this theme. Thanks a lot for joining us here on this Friday afternoon. Have a good weekend.
Yep, guys, you have a good one too.
All right, that's Chad Withrow, Hot Mike from Hutton & Withrow, joining us as he does every week here on DVD. When we come back, we will bring that back up for discussion for a moment, because I think that's an interesting story. Freshman quarterbacks, possibly, probably, for both Vanderbilt and Tennessee. There's probably no way around it. It's a matter of which one for Tennessee, and it's a matter of how quick Jared Curtis takes the job for Vanderbilt. So we'll come back to that and get D. Mace's take on it. You're listening to DVD here on 102.5 The Game.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.